You're listening to SBS News.
Former Minneapolis police officer Mohamed Noor has been found guilty of the third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter of Australian woman Justine Damond-Ruzcheck. Just under 2 years since her killing, a jury of 10 men and 2 women took just a day of deliberations to reach their decision after hearing weeks of evidence. Following the verdict, Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman expressed his well wishes to the Damond-Ruzcheck family.
I want to begin by extending my deepest sympathies to the family. This is a tragic shooting that did not have to happen and should not have happened, and our hearts go out to her family and friends. On behalf of our entire office, who put so much into this case, I want the family to know how sorry we are about what occurred.
Miss Damond was shot dead by Noor when she approached his police vehicle in an alley behind her Minneapolis home. The 40-year-old, formerly from Sydney, had called police late on the evening of the 15th of July in 2017 after hearing a woman's screams and fearing that a sexual assault was taking place. Defence lawyers argued Noor shot Miss Damond-Ruzcheck to protect his partner because he feared an ambush when responding to her emergency call. But prosecutors said the shooting was unreasonable and contrary to police department training policy. Noor avoided the most serious charge of second-degree murder, convincing the jury that he didn't intend to kill Miss Damond. The father of Miss Damond-Ruzcheck, John Ruzcheck, says he's satisfied with the verdict.
We believe he was properly charged with a crime. The jury has returned a verdict of guilty on murder 3 and manslaughter 2. We are satisfied with the outcome.
Justine's fiancé, Don Damond, echoed those sentiments.
My fiancé was shot dead in her pajamas as she walked up to a police car, which she had summoned. Ironically, the Minneapolis Police Department emblem on the squad door reads, "To protect with courage and to serve with compassion." I implore the Minneapolis Mayor, Jacob Frey, to ensure that these essential human values are not just words on a car door.
Mr. Ruzcheck says the fight for justice has been difficult, particularly given delays in the early investigations.
We would like to note that we believe the conviction was reached despite the active resistance of a number of Minneapolis officers, including the head of their union, and either active resistance or gross incompetence of the BCA, particularly at the beginning of the investigation.
Noor, who was fired after he was charged, becomes the first police officer in the history of Minnesota to be convicted of murder while on duty. But civil rights activists in the US have raised concerns that he was easier for the jury to convict because of his Somali-American background. And with ongoing debates in the United States over police violence and race, some feel as though this case laid bare what they said was a double standard in the US criminal justice system. Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman has denied race was a factor in the case.
I've heard a small group in the community make disparaging remarks about me and this office to the effect that I won't charge white cops who shoot black people, but I'll charge black cops who shoot white people. That simply is not true. Race has never been a factor in any of my decisions and never will be.
The Damond family has also filed a $50 million US dollar civil lawsuit against the city and several police officers, including Noor and Officer Harity. Noor was immediately taken into custody and will be sentenced on June the 7th, where he faces a jail sentence of up to 25 years. Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.